This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. His name is Rob Wilson. And we're going to be talking about how the viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs you were raised with don't necessarily serve you. Rob has created what he calls liberating lingo, which is a way of talking to yourself and about yourself and your life that keeps you in the now and frees you from subconscious ideas, thoughts, and concepts that can hinder you from expanding into your best life. Rob is the founder of Cowboy Wisdom Hypnotherapy, which is hypnotherapy that quiets the thinking memory mind. He's also author of several books, including his book, My Wisdom Breeds. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you for having me, Mari. It's an honor and privilege to be here, and I always enjoy this show.
I always love having you on the show, Rob, because even though we've talked before the show and said what we're going to talk about during the show, there's always so much inspiration for me and excitement. So let's start with the first question. You've been delving into this and expanding out of this. How do our parents' viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs affect our life as adults?
What that is from the womb to 5 years old, your subconscious mind is in control of your life.
Mm.
And everything your parents said, the way they interacted with each other, what was said to you and all that is ingrained in the subconscious mind. And until this, it's been occurring over the last 6 months, but I admitted I encompassed my parents' viewpoints, beliefs. Then I went in the socialized way of life. I encompassed all that.
Mm.
So I started admitting it, and I started witnessing it in my daily life. That way I liberated me from me. You see, all the self-help, personal growth, everything you're trying to do to get rid of it, it's a simple saying. I liberate me from me and my viewpoints, opinions, beliefs, childhood, parents, and ancestors. That is a big one that we never realize. And liberate me to be free, to understand life occurs for me.
I love the word liberate because, I mean, it just feels so good. And that's what I love about the way you talk about your liberating lingo, because the words that you're speaking feel good. They feel good.
And
they feel freedom and like moving forward.
And that's what it is. But, you know, life expresses to you what it really means. Life is liberating invitations, fostering enterprising, emancipating events, encounters, and experience to liberate you from you.
Very nice. And so tell us a little bit about what kind of beliefs, opinions, viewpoints you were holding that you had no idea you were holding.
You know, this is like me giving a universal confession to be free.
Mm-hmm.
My parents' anger. See, my dad used to, if things didn't go right and he got asked the question out of the ordinary, he'd get mad. Well,
okay.
I did that up until about 6 months ago. So if somebody said something I didn't like or give me a different opinion, I would get mad. I attained that from my dad. And my mom and dad's insecurities is the one I really embedded. But my mom always had a kind of a, how do I want to say this? And still say I love her, but she kind of wanted to be, she always liked to be in the highest, newest fashion and stuff like that. And I did,
okay.
But I silently picked up on that, and I enveloped an egotistical arrogance and a know-it-all ignorance that I had to be right and it had to be my way or I'd get mad. And then but what's fun about this is when you realize it and you admit it, then you get to laugh. And it's, I laugh at me, sets me free.
I love that. get mad when things don't go right. You know, my dad was exactly like that. He would get mad. He would get angry when things didn't go right, or he would get angry when he was stressed. Like if we were going on vacation, he'd be yelling and screaming throughout the house because he was stressed out about the trip, you know, about going. And so I, of course, that became part of me. And I still have to work on that. I realize as we're talking now, I still have to work on that. So thank you. Thank you for that. And go ahead.
I'm going to share something with you instead of work on it. I rise out of it.
Ooh, I like that.
I give myself permission to rise and expand of something. And see, that's where I really fell down in self-help, personal growth, and all this coaching. I was always trying to get them to look at the past. Well, when you start with somebody and they first come in, you want them to write an inspiration about where they're going. And you want them to expand on that every day. And pretty soon, they're not living the past. And see, self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, to be me, keeps people being a servant to their past. That way, people keep coming back because the past is easy to talk about. But
right.
The now is natural optimizing wanderer's lure because you open up to curiosity.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I give myself permission to rise. And so as you begin to do this, first of all, you have to be aware of it. And how do we become aware? Because this, again, is in our subconscious. So it's not right in front of our mind or in front of our face. How do we become even aware of these laws?
Well, first, I admit I encompass this. Then remember something your parents did and how they reacted to – remember how your parents – recall how your – number one, you remember. Recall how your parents reacted to life and what they did and what you did not like about yourself. And how you reacted, and then kind of just start, you know, seeing how you've done that through your life. But here's the thing: to really rise out of the past, you got to go back to the beginning. Not to the past, but to rise to the now. Okay, where did this? And I realized mine was in my childhood, and most of the stuff you do today, you dislike. Started back there. And you don't have to go through the drama and the trauma. Basically, it's admit it, appreciate it, awaken to it, then ascend out of there. You always want to be rising out of wherever you're at. And see, my parents, we had, you know, today it would be a drama, but, you know, it was life. And that's all it is. And something you got to remember about your parents. They had their individual journey. Their journey together, then throwing all of your siblings in the mix, I made it pretty much a convoluted mess unless everybody understood what was going on. And see, we didn't understand. We thought we knew how to live. We didn't know. We didn't understand how to experience life. That's the thing. Understand how to experience your life.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Because experience is living.
Yeah. And that's all. Everything that happened in life is just an experience. We don't have to make it the drama of, you know, like a war, but it's just things that occurred. Things happen, life occurs.
Right. Right.
And are you open to trying something, Mari?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now get quiet and just get a flow of energy. Let the flow go. And when you get it nice and quiet, just say the word think out loud and then express to us what happened.
Okay. Think. Everything. And it makes me feel like now I have a job to do, which is thinking.
That's it. That's what thinking does. It makes it a job. And see, that's why you say when you're working on something, even shift to me, everybody likes the word shift. Me, I don't. I drove truck and missed some gears and slid down a hill backwards. So I don't like the word shift. I like the word rise.
Yes.
Here's the thing. We're really trying to rise out of our ancestors' way of life.
I like that a lot. What's wonderful about rise versus shift is shift, you could be shifting anywhere. Like you say, you can be going downhill into a ditch. But when you say rise, you're only going up. You're going up. It's very obvious that you're going one way, which is up, upwards.
And that's what rise is. You know, the thing I've discovered about liberating vocabulary, my liberating lingo is I don't have to stay in the muck of the school system and everything I've done. See, like expand instead of change. You want to change your life or expand your life?
Expand, you know? Because expand brings you like, it's endless. It just goes on and on and on, expansion.
And see, the thinking, knowing mind can never latch on to anything negative with expand. But change has memory of, oh, my God, look at this. Expand kind of gives you a curiosity to move forward. And another one that really opened my eyes is to this is appreciate over forgiveness.
Oh, I like that one even more.
Well, you appreciate the experience.
Okay.
And what that does, it gives you the value, the wisdom, and what it does, it disqualifies the other person from being involved.
Wow. Okay.
And that's also with acceptance. I use appreciate because you can accept down, but you can never appreciate down. And since I've done this, I've opened up to understanding I have the audacity to appreciate my parents and the courage to love my parents for who they are.
Okay. That's really good. It feels good because we do want to appreciate our parents. They did the best they knew how, right? And
well, yes, they did. Mine did anyway. I can't say for mine.
Right.
Did.
Mine did as well. They did the best they knew how. They weren't perfect. But they did their best, and appreciating them for that is really a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Well, my parents come out of the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then right out of World War II, right into all this.
Right.
And, you know, the 30s, you know, for us today, we think we know the 30s. We have no understanding of what they went through in the 30s.
Okay.
And see, that's something else. I tried to know my parents, blame my parents, and did all the gamut of dammit within me. And that was the biggest lie I ever told myself. You know, the thing about the blame, everybody blames their parents. And, you know, everybody has animosity or something towards their parents, right?
Right.
It ain't inside their parents. Inside the person that has the animosity. There is nothing in the outside world that's holding you back. It's all your subconscious and your inner self and your insecurities, immaturities, all that. That's the only thing that's limiting you, blocking you, and the barriers are inside you. The outside world is basically a safari taking you to places, your spirit and everybody guiding you to get the highest expansion, liberation, and freedom within yourself. You're only trying to liberate yourself from yourself. And that makes it as simple as it is.
Yeah, that is so very true. So very true.
And that's why I like liberation, Mari, because it never, when you say the word liberation, you're kind of going, your eyes, everything becomes curious. You say the word think and know, or change, heal, or create, you go back into memory.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like a lot of work to think and know, because now we have to think about something and we have to know something, which means we have to learn.
Then you have to change it.
Yes. And changing, anytime you say change, it feels hard because it's like, well, in order to change something, you have to learn something, and It sounds like you're back in school learning all this hard stuff. So that all makes perfect sense. Whereas liberation, my goodness, it's just freedom. It's just a word that just brings that feeling of freedom and of being able to accomplish anything. To me, it does.
It is me too. It's a flowing energy. And see, that's something I've expanded into. See, you can never think, know, and learn intuition, imagination, innovation, intuition, and spirit, because it's a flowing energy.
Mm-hmm.
You listen for it. You can never think and know. And when somebody says think, know, and thoughts are spirit, that's a fallacy. Because thinking no is a representation inside your subconscious mind. It's just like fear. That's a subconscious mind representation from somewhere back where, and you just got to admit it. And see, we've never encompassed fear when you're apprehensive about the situation. See, fear is a false a narrative that we think it is. Fear is something we think. Liberation is something you feel.
That's really interesting. Because people think fear is something that we feel, but we feel it because we're thinking. Because our thoughts can bring feelings. Yes.
Yeah.
Our thoughts can bring feelings.
Yeah. And see, and something else we do, you know, everybody sets a boundary, Mari?
Yes.
Boundaries are fears. It sounds like you're free from it, but that is an experience that's going to come back until you dissolve the boundary.
So instead of a boundary, what do you do?
For me, I draw a line in the sand that can be blown away with wisdom.
Mm.
But it's, why am I apprehensive about this? Where's the wisdom? Why is this being presented to me? And why is it being presented to me to expand, to rise, shine, and expand of something new?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that line.
And you don't have to. Yeah, and see, line in the sand, the wind will blow the line away.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you draw it in sand, because it'll blow it away. Okay. And a boundary is a fence.
Yes, it cannot. It's sturdy and it can't be moved. I mean, you can tear it down, but it's a lot more work.
That work?
Tearing down a fence, I think it's a lot of work. I've never torn one down. I'm sure it's a lot of work.
It is.
So I want to continue on that, but let's take a minute here to listen to our sponsors, and I'm also going to open up the lines to any listeners who may want to call in and talk to you or ask you questions. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling heavy, angry, sad, alone, tired, hopeless? I'm Mari, an energy healing facilitator, and I know how you feel. I've been there. Let me help you. With personalized intuitive healing, you can break free from the grip of darkness. Experience a life of freedom and pain-free living. Start healing today. Book free consultation at www.marihelps.com. It's www.marihelps.com.
Welcome to the Love Blueprint Coaching Program. Relationship coach Misha Safran will support you to develop healthy and joyful relationships. To find out more or book a free consultation, call 315-367-2849 today. Attract the love of your life. Book now. Again, call 315-367-2849.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Rob Wilson. talking about how to be free from viewpoints, opinions, beliefs you are raised with that are not serving you. So let's go back to that boundary, because I want this to be clear for the listener. So let's say it's a person, okay, a person who's not treating me the way I want to be treated. And so you know, people would say you need to set a boundary with that person. So what do you do instead of that?
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
That's really good. I like that it's fast. Very nice. Okay.
And the first thing is when you say thank you, actually mm-hmm. say no, thank you. I'll talk to you later. You leave.
Okay.
And okay. as soon as you leave, you ask, why are you apprehensive about this? And okay. what irritates you about that person that's within you?
Yes, I hear that a lot. That's so true. And so hard to do that. But
it is.
It's hard to do that.
And then there's the one, if it's really, really unsavory,
mm-hmm.
there's a couple things you can do. One of them is called whatchamacallit. Just say, whatchamacallit, be gone. And just take your thumb and flip it out of there. And what that does is make you laugh and you break the pattern. Or you can go to the one that the last resort is just tell them to F off. You know, sometimes it isn't about what their feelings are. It's about you feeling the freedom within you.
Okay.
But the best one is when they get all round up and they're saying a whole bunch of stuff. Get real calm with yourself. And when they're done, just say thank you and leave.
Right.
That sends them into, they're waiting for a turmoil remark, and that
mm-hmm.
just sends them into a quandary. They don't know what the hell to do.
Absolutely. It's like there's a fire and you threw water on it, it's gone.
Yeah, and that also gives you the audacity to smile at it. But I like that one. If you know you got something really unsavory happening,
mm-hmm.
just say, it's called flip-a-ma-jig. It's just a word. Flip-a-ma-jig, take your thumb like you're doing a baseball, umpire in baseball, throw it out. Just say, flip-a-ma-jig, be gone.
I like that a lot.
See what that,
I do it without laughing.
Yeah, and also there's another one, you know, when you first feel the retort towards something.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, that's funny.
Oh.
All you're doing is breaking the pattern of reaction.
Okay. That's good.
And that's even with your parents. You know, your parents used to say stuff. It's with anything. All you want to do is break the reaction. And if that's funny, flip-a-ma-jig. And make up your own. See, there's no law that says you got to follow the socialized way of brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the thing about the world. We're socialized. We're brainwashed and socialized BS, basically. It's being willing to rise to your own sovereign valor.
I like that. It's good. And we definitely are socialized, and more than ever. Days with social media and things hitting us constantly. So I like that. I love the flip-a-ma-jig, and I love the idea of making up my own word that's just funny to me, you know. So
yeah,
very nice. Very helpful.
And see, it's even with your parents. Your parents, this, you know, I know the parents have done anything, but the more innocent you open up to feel about your parents, the more
mm-hmm.
liberated from them you become.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, blaming your parents or blaming any blame is just a bunch of BS, because blame is being lousy, accumulating excuses. That's all it is. Blame is just making excuses to fail.
Absolutely.
Shame is, and see, and when you blame somebody, you never take accountability or responsibility. And if you look at the world, in the physical world, the media, which is making excuses, delusional things, there isn't a leader in this world will step up and say, I did it. They blame and shame, and then the society's in the blame and shame game, and we live in the blame and shame of society.
Yes. Absolutely.
But when you can be accountable to your courage and audacity, and see, here's, to really rise, you want to feel the enthusiasm, excitement, and audacity of your own sovereign valor. You want to feel the vibrancy inside you. It's in the body and not the brain. You want to let your body entertain the brain.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the blame keeps you from saying, if you blame someone else, it's out of your hands. You lose your power. Because now you're looking for them to do something different so that you can expand into your best life. But if you take responsibility for your own life, that's how to do it. Blaming someone else doesn't help you at all. It keeps you stuck more than anything.
Really stuck.
Yeah.
And
but
it's
the way of society. It's the way of society. Yeah.
And that's the thing. You want to cleanse the socialized brainwashing of yourself.
So that goes into the next question I wanted to ask you. So once we've found some things, you know, that we're holding in our subconscious since childhood, for instance, anger that you shared, and that I shared as well, it could be anything. It could be fear. It could be feeling you're not good enough. How do we overcome this?
Where's the wisdom? Where's the life expanding? Where's life expanding wisdom, clarity, inspiration? And when you start asking where's the inspiration and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
whatever comes up, you express that to the world.
Okay, so give us an example.
Okay, like mine was, my dad was, it was anger, right?
Right.
Okay, where is the wisdom in letting go of that anger or dissolving it? But really you want to communicate it away. Go out to the middle of a field and just start speaking whatever comes and let it go. But it's really where's the wisdom, inspiration. But how do I feel liberated from that?
Ooh.
Why am I liberated from that? And how is this going to rise me up to being at inner peace? Not happy, inner peace.
Right.
Happy is thinking, peace is feeling.
Yeah.
But it's really why and where do I feel liberated within me? But I'm also going to be very honest. Once you let go of that and you expand it out of it,
mm-hmm.
there's not going to be a lot there. Because it's going to be a natural expansion.
Sounds good. Feels good. Well, you know what? We're just about out of time. Time flies when I'm with you, Rob, on the show. listeners, I just want to remind you that this show is live but being recorded as we speak. So a replay of it will be available after. Please make sure that you spread it to people who need to hear this message. One last thing you'd like to say, Rob, as we close?
Yeah, all the barriers, boundary, all the barriers, blockages, and limitations are within you. You dissolve them, communicate them away, you fly away to your desired life.
Perfect way to end it. Thanks so much for being on the show, Rob. It was an absolute pleasure as always, and thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch us next time. Bye for now.
Thank you, Mari.
Thank you, Rob.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.